And here we are once again speaking to another one of our Marines from Regimental Combat Team 6, stationed now at Delaram 2 in Afghanistan. And right now we are with Lance Corporal Edward Cotton, who joins us today. Lance Corporal, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor.
Well, we appreciate you being with us. Tell us a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. It's right outside of Philadelphia. I'm a huge Phillies and Eagles fan, sir.
There you go. Thank you. Now that baseball season started, what do you think Philly's chances are this year?
Well, now that they got Tommy, sir, Tommy's actually my favorite baseball player of all time. Only because, you know, I'm only 20 years old, sir, so I haven't really seen a whole lot of the old Phillies. My father was a huge baseball fan, but I'm going to say Jim Tomey's probably my favorite. I think with the team we have now, you know, I think we could do great this year.
I'm with you. I'm the Phillies fan, too, from a distance. Not any special allegiance, but I do like Jim Tomey a lot, and I wish him the best. I'd love to see him get a ring there, so that would be that'd be fantastic. So let's and then the Eagles. Well, before we go any further, I guess we got to ask about the Eagles, too. Coming out of this last season, what do you think for the Eagles this year?
So the Eagles are a big question mark. You never really know.
Yeah,
you know, I love the team. You know, some players of the team, you know, I don't so much like. But, I mean, I think if they work as a team, I think anything could happen. I think we could see a Super Bowl hopefully this year. But
yeah.
I better knock on wood.
Yeah, that's right. We'll do that now. All right, well, now we've got the sports part done. Let's talk a little bit about what you do there in the Marine Corps.
Okay, sir. I'm a multi-channel wideband transmission equipment operator. What that means is I'm kind of a radio operator, sir. I work with a little bit different gear, not so much the field, but more, I guess, you know, more inside the wire. I put up large antennas. You know, I like my job personally. I think it's the best job I could have.
Well, this is a that's an interesting job too, because with the way technology is now, I mean, RF is a big deal. Anytime you can get the right signal out of the right place, well, I guess that's been a tradition. That's been that way for a while.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about then when you talk about putting up large antennas. Are you talking about towers or what kind of things?
Large antennas. Anything from 50 to 100 feet, sir. A little bit. About 107, 110 feet, sir. Not so much a tower like a radio tower, but it's like a big pole. It's like a big extending pole, and
right.
We put our communications gear on top, and we send whatever needs to be sent, you know, through the radio waves.
Actually, years ago, in one radio station I worked in, we had an old field radio antenna that we could put about 50 feet or so in the air and put one of our antennas up. So I understand what you're talking about there. That's definitely a useful tool in the service. Let's tell me a little bit about it. You mentioned that you're from there in Pennsylvania. How'd you get into the Marine Corps?
You know, throughout high school, I didn't really have a steady job. I actually cut grass. I was a landscaper, and I just didn't see myself doing that, at least, you know, while all my buddies were in college. And I wasn't really feeling college because I was kind of just getting out of high school. And, I mean, I guess grades just weren't my thing. So
yeah.
I thought a little bit into it. I went on the internet, and I looked around at the different services. You know, obviously my parents, you know, kind of tried to drive me in the right direction, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, the right direction to them was, you know, the Coast Guard or the Army. Now I chose the Marine Corps because, you know, I wanted to challenge myself a little bit, you know, and, you know, I think it was probably the best choice I've made my whole life.
Now, how long have you been in?
I've only been in a year and a half, sir. So for the rest of my contract, I have about 2.5 years. I'm not really sure if I plan to extend or anything like that, sir, but, you know, at least I got to travel a little bit of the world, and, you know, I got to meet some pretty cool guys, you know, brothers of mine now who I hope to stay connected to the rest of my life.
And you're also, you know, being deployed like this, being in the Marine Corps, you're an important part of history that's being made right now in Afghanistan. So that's something that is going to be able to tell those stories for a long time.
Yes, sir. You know, I love deployment. You know, I mean, you know, I didn't necessarily, you know, join the Marine Corps, you know, to sit back in the States. You know, I kind of did it to, you know, get up and, you know, go around kind of the world. So, I mean, I love being in Afghanistan. I love working with, you know, some of the allied forces. You know, I love doing my job out here.
You know,
to me, I truly think it's an honor that I was able to come out here and, you know, help out with the, you know, war in Afghanistan.
Right, and they're a transition, hopefully, for a country that will last them for a long time. Again, Lance Corporal Edward Cotton, our guest here on Live from Afghanistan. As we talk with you about these things, and you mentioned about you're 20 years old, then that puts you at, just 9 years old maybe when 9/11 happened. There were some Marines that have joined because of that, and how did that influence you? Did that influence you at all, the turn of events in the world since you were, you know, a youngster?
You know, sir, I don't really like to, you know, think about it like, you know, I'm joining because of, you know, what happened, you know, 9 years ago. Personally, to me, the one true reason I came into the Marine Corps was because I think that every family member, you know, at least somebody in your family should, you know, should fight for the country. I mean,
wow.
I chose it to be me, you know, because maybe, you know, my brothers, I have three younger brothers, you know, they're pretty smart, they do very well in school, and I just wanted to try and help out. I wanted to, you know, see the world. I mean, like I said, but, I mean.
Well, Lance Corporal, that's a very inspiring message, actually. I think that's an excellent message, excellent attitude to take, and again, you're doing this, and come what may, you're doing this for your country, so that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about yourself, though. What do you like to do when if you have some free time, or what do you maybe miss most back in the States?
Well, you already know what I miss the most, sir. I miss, you know, sitting at home, you know, watching a Phillies game or an Eagles game. But out here, I mean, out here it's not so bad. You know, I'm able to watch. You know, I can watch some TV. You know, we have the AFN, you know, which is giving us, you know, from Europe. So, you know, we can watch a little bit of sports. We can watch the movie channel. So, I mean, I at least, you know, at least we have something out here. I love watching movies. You know, I love grabbing movies off my buddies, putting them on my hard drive, and, you know, collecting movies as I go. So, you know, I if I ever have downtime, you know, I can always, you know, try and, you know, try wherever I am, try and kick back and watch a movie. Or, you know, I love Skype. I love talking to my girlfriend. My girlfriend lives back home. She's going to be a phlebotomist in hopefully the next couple of months she should be getting a job. Her name's Nicole Ann Scherstein. I just want to tell her I love her.
Right.
And, I love, you know, spending time, you know, talking to my family. I try and talk to them at least, you know, once every 3 days or every 2 days. I mean, I try and stay connected because to me, you know, family's a big part of someone's life. And,
well,
I mean...
Yeah, absolutely. And Lance Corporal, you handled that well. You're very smooth about when I asked you what you missed, and you mentioned the Phillies and Eagles first. Then you got around to the girlfriend. But that's, you know, we're gonna let you pass smoothly through that one. I think that you handled that just fine. But it's and it's great to hear you say that. I think you've got your feet on the ground. You're really very well centered here. And whether you stay in the Marine Corps or come back into civilian life in another fashion. I think you got you're looking down the right path. You're going to head in the right direction. So, let me ask you a little bit about the work that you do. Is a lot of the work that you do, is it you have to work with a lot of other people, or are you working on your own?
Well, we have our own little, you know, sections of, you know, where we work. Personally think the best part, the reason I love my job so much is, you know, the Marines that, you know, work with me, you know, my NCOs, my staff NCOs. I mean, I love, you know, if you don't like the people you work with, then, you know, why are you working there, you know? And I mean, in the Marine Corps, you don't really have a choice, but I'm glad the Marine Corps paired us up. You know, I'm glad that RCC6, you know, paired up a good team, for my certain job. And, I mean, you don't have to have too many guys doing it, but, you know, all you really need is a few guys. But, I love who I work with. That's probably the best part about Afghanistan. You know, spending time with the people that I work with. You know, the people that I, you know, am with 24/7. I love spending time with them.
In just a year and a half or so in the Marine Corps, what do you think you'll take from your experience in the Corps that you'll take with you the rest of your life?
Honestly, sir, as far as job goes, I've always wanted to maybe be a police officer or something like that. Typical Marine Corps, you know, getting out of the Marine Corps answer comes from a lot of people, but you know, I think communications can help me out with that, because at least, you know, I know how to use a radio. I mean, I know how to, you know, I know how to do some kind of stuff. Maybe work for you know, like maybe a Comcast or Verizon. You know, do work with fiber optics, stuff like that. So I think I could carry that. And if not, I mean, maybe try and start my own business, maybe landscaping or, you know, whatever it needs be. But, you know, I'm glad I got to at least learn a trade in the Marine Corps, so I can expand my career just in case, whatever I pick may fall through the, you know, roof.
Well, it sounds like you probably came into the Marine Corps with a pretty good sense of discipline, but that's also a great thing to take out of it, too, no matter what you do.
Absolutely, sir. Discipline's the most important factor of a Marine. That's personally what I believe. You know, looking good at all times. You know, working your hardest and doing what you're told to do. You know, if you do what you're told, then you know you're not gonna have a bad day. You know, just move along the day. That's how, at least in Afghanistan, that's how I look at it. If someone tells me, you know, to do something who outranks me, or, you know, whether it's a sergeant or a corporal, then, you know, I'm just showing them, you know, the discipline that I have, you know, just so I can make it through the day and then hopefully go back home and, well, go back to my room and,
right,
you know, relax, and then next day's work. And then hopefully by the end of the deployment, you know, I'll pull something, you know, great out of this deployment, which I already have. But, you know, yeah.
Lance Corporal Edward Cotton is our guest today in Afghanistan at Delvaram from Regimental Combat Team 6. And Lance Corporal, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. God bless you, and hope to see you home soon.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, that'll do it for us.